scrupulously, or lack of tznias scrupulously. This causes contaminates the neshama of their children. But how to be, see also, by from parents and good parents, and nevertheless, chas v'shalom, what happens to their children. So as I mentioned, that's not the only reason, but this is also one of the components, one of the ingredients of Rachmon Letzlan, what can happen to a Yiddish child. But let me tell you, a Maisa B'te Rebbe, there came a Gerer Chosid to the Rebbe, and he said to the Rebbe, crying, his son went away completely away from Yiddishkeit, and he was generations after generations for a Gerer Chosidim, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He says, even here I came to America, I have to work hard to eke out a panose and not to work Shabbos and so on. And what happened to my son? He went away completely Yiddishkeit. So he cried to the Rebbe, Rebbe, the Welt sagt, the Welt says, apple fällt nicht weit vom Bäum. The apple doesn't fall from the tree. If I'm a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, how come this apple went away completely from the tree? He became a fry person. So the Rebbe answered, when is this applicable? When do we say this saying, as an apple fällt nicht weit vom Bäum, in normal times? But how about if it's a storm wind? It's raging a storm wind. So we always say the apple will fall and it will unfold near the tree. So the Rebbe says, when it's a storm wind, so the wind will carry away the apple far away. Although usually the apple should fall near the tree. But this is only when it's not a storm wind. But the storm wind, it carries away. The Rebbe says, nowadays, we are living not in normal times. We are living in a storm situation. And Rachmon Letzlan, what goes on outside and inside. So the Rebbe says, we have to have special precautions. If this is even good homes, because the outside, the friends, and so on and so forth, I'm sure we're going to speak about television and magazines in the look later. But anyways, so the Rebbe says, if this was always necessary to of this precaution, how much more so in our time, when we've been living in this storm wind, so especially the precautions of tznias and taras hamishpacha is so important. I just want to also leave here with the importance, the greatness, the benefits of tznias. Yesterday was Shavuos. The hero of the whole story of Ruth is obviously Ruth. Who was Ruth? As she came back to Israel, Ruth was a poor widow, no food, no clothes, nothing. And suddenly she became the Ema Malchus. From Ruth came out the royal dynasty of David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David. How did such a, she was a proselyte, not even a Jewish stock, a Geoiris. What was the schus that Ruth should have such a merit schus, which no other woman has the schus as Davke Malchus based David, should emerge from this woman, from this Ruth? Chazal tell us, what did Boaz, the time was a widow. What had Boaz, and he was looking for a wife. What did suddenly Boaz become interested in Ruth? He says, the Chazal tell us, time doesn't permit me to elaborate on this. Moiridike tznias, how Ruth acted when she had to glean, had to collect the stalks of corn and all this food, how she in the field, how she acted when she was standing, stalks. So anything which fell down, she didn't bend down, she not should be exposed, her legs from the back. But Chazal tells the Moiridike, Moiridike von Tznius, and for this reason, Boaz saw this news, from this has to come out Malchus Beis David, and that's why he married only the schus of tznius. So we see the benefit. We discussed Chas v'Shalom, what comes out from lack of tznius, and here we see and the same thing also we find Rebbe Kiva. Who was Rebbe Kiva? A plain, orderly shepherd. A shepherd by Kalba Sabua. And you realize who became this Rebbe Kiva? The entire Tosh Balper Rashbi, all Tanoim